AP News, I'm Haya Pindwani. A Brazilian Supreme Court panel unanimously upheld the decision of one of its justices to block billionaire Elon Musk's social media platform, X, nationwide. The British government said it's suspending exports of some weapons to Israel. Foreign Secretary David Lammy said there is a clear risk some items could be used to commit or facilitate a serious violation of international humanitarian law. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on the funeral for one of the six hostages found dead over the weekend.
Thousands attended the funeral Monday for 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin. He was one of the best-known hostages as his parents had led a high-profile campaign for the captives' release. His mother, Rachel, spoke at the funeral.
Okay, sweet boy, go now on your journey. I hope it's as good as the trips you dreamed about, because finally, my sweet boy, finally you're free.
And she asked for his help with something so difficult.
Now I need you to help us stay strong. And I need you to help us survive.
Hirsch Goldberg Polin was found dead along with five other hostages in a tunnel beneath the southern Gaza city of Rafah over the weekend. I'm Shelley Adler.
Strikes start at top hotel chains as housekeepers seek higher wages. At a news conference, Senator Elizabeth Warren says there's a big difference between the presidential candidates when it comes to unions going on strike.
When workers go on strike, Donald Trump thinks corporate executives should fire them. Democrats believe when workers go on strike, our leaders should walk the picket line with them.
That audio is courtesy of WCVB. The union hopes to build on its recent success in Southern California, where after repeated strikes, it won significant wage hikes and fair workload guarantees. This is AP News. Police say four people have been fatally shot on a subway train outside Chicago at the Forest Park station on the Chicago Transit Authority's Blue Line. A swimmer who calls himself the Shark will try to swim across Lake Michigan.
An extreme swimmer has announced he'll try again to swim across Lake Michigan. 61-year-old Jim Dwyer says he'll set off this evening in Grand Haven, Michigan. The journey to Milwaukee would cover 82 miles in the water and last at least 72 hours without sleep. He'll be towing a small inflatable boat with supplies. Dwyer, who calls himself the Shark, crossed Lake Michigan in 1988. He started in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and finished in Ludington, Michigan. But three attempts to do so since 2023 have been unsuccessful. That includes an attempt last month in which problems with a GPS device forced him to stop after 60 miles. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Haya Pindwani, AP News.